A top Republican spoke on the Senate floor today, offering rare praise for the Obama administration. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he agrees with how the administration is responding to dramatic changes taking place in the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar, also known as Burma. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke with McConnell about his interest in Myanmar and his recent trip there.
Senator McConnell says his visit this month to Myanmar filled him with hope. He met some political prisoners who had just been released, but the meeting that meant most to him was with Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi.
It was really kind of emotional, frankly. And at the end of the meeting, she said, "Can I kiss you?" And I said, "Absolutely. I don't think my wife would mind." I mean, it was a real emotional moment, and I'm thrilled to have a chance to actually meet her after all these years.
Like many Americans, McConnell says he first got interested in the country because of Suu Kyi's struggle for democracy and her many years under house arrest. He drew up the first U.S. sanctions legislation against Myanmar's military rulers and was encouraged by Suu Kyi to keep up the pressure.
About all the positive reinforcement I got on this issue was a note she sneaked out to me a few years ago, which I had framed and in my office. And to be perfectly candid with you, I wasn't all that confident things would ever change. So it's been an incredible 6 months.
McConnell tells NPR that his staff is now looking into what sanctions could be easily lifted if reforms continue in Myanmar. He supports the Obama administration's move so far, including the decision to upgrade the embassy and send an ambassador.
Well, I think on an issue like this, America ought to be able to speak with one voice. There's not much I like about this administration, but I don't think this is an area where we're likely to have much disagreement.
Myanmar's future has become a local issue for Mitch McConnell as well. Thousands of ethnic Karen fleeing a long-running civil conflict in Myanmar have settled in Kentucky in recent years. The Senate Republican leader met with the refugees last weekend to brief them on his visit.
And they're very skeptical, and I understand it. But I choose to be optimistic until there are reasons not to be. And so I think we're heading in the right direction.
McConnell says he urged Myanmar's president, Thein Sein, to let international observers monitor elections this coming April. That will be the next test for Myanmar's government and for the U.S., which has promised to respond to each positive step. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.